Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and it is a beautiful day today in Atlanta. We give all glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we appreciate you, our listeners, for tuning in with us today. We have a phenomenal show in store for you. In our first segment, we have Val and Jerry Griffiths of I Am Magazine, such an anointing and powerful magazine, and they're going to come and share with you their vision and some of the things that God is doing in their life. And in our second segment, we're going to have the one and only Lisa McClendon. So you want to tweet, text, tell your friends to tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. So our first guest is on the line now, and give a big Marketing Ministry welcome to Val and Jerry Griffiths of I Am Magazine. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, it's nice to be here. Radio.
Well, we thank God for you, Val, for hanging out with us. We know that your schedule is so busy, but we just thank you for taking the time out to share with our listeners what's going on with I Am Magazine.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was trying to get the speakerphone on, so me and Jerry, we both is right here. We're both here.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Again, we thank you, too, for hanging out with us. So I want to get right to the heart of the matter. What does ministry mean to you and Val, or to Val and Jerry?
Okay, well, I'm going to say what ministry means to me, means to Jerry, okay?
Okay.
Ministry means reaching out into the trenches in the streets and in the places where pastors will not go to get the word out about Jesus Christ. And also to encourage people that do not know about Jesus Christ, to encourage them to believe in something, and hopefully they can see the way that we're living, the way that we conduct ourselves, and the way that and the way that we believe that Jesus is the answer to everything. And hopefully they will come over to the side and follow Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Val, what does ministry mean to you?
Okay, ministry means to me, I have been thinking about this question for a little bit. And what I came up with in my heart is that ministry is something that God has ordained you to do. He has set you out. He has already opened those doors for you to go through, and it's something that you can't take lightly. So, you know, when it's ministry, you know, you have to be serious about what you do, what you say, where you go, and who you come in contact with, because it's something that you're carrying with you that God has ordained for you. So it just can't be anywhere.
Absolutely. And that's what we try to do here at Marketing Ministry, because marketing is just another word for evangelizing. And I truly do believe that whatever God has entrusted you with, you need to take it out and share the good news about it. You know, you want to take it and multiply it.
Right. I agree.
Now, you are doing some phenomenal things with I Am Magazine. What is the vision behind I Am Magazine?
Okay, I'll let Jerry answer this question.
All right, Jerry, tell us what the vision behind I Am Magazine is all about.
Well, the vision behind I Am Magazine is to give independent artists, independent business owners, and people with vision an opportunity to get their vision out and expose. And so that's the vision of I Am Magazine, is to have integrity, to reach out to different artists in different cities and help them with their ministry that God have given them.
Amen. And we need more of that. And I think for me, you know, sometimes along the way, you know, we forget about that. And all we do, we have to operate in integrity and in godly character. So when we find magazines as such as yourself, you know, it's just such a blessing to the kingdom.
Thank you.
And what are your demographics, Jerry?
You know, we're a national and international magazine. We're online, and for many years, we're going into our 10th year in 2011, and we're members of the Gospel Music Workshop, the Gospel Announcers Guild. So when we first started our magazine, we were attending the Gospel Announcer Guild celebrations in each city, in different regions around the United States. And being a radio announcer myself, I know the lonely times that I have spent in the radio station, 2, 3 hours, 4 hours at a time by myself and just playing music to minister to different people. And I get calls from, you know, hospitals and penitentiary, you know, institutions and things of that nature where that individuals are locked up in, and that's the only thing they have is the radio to minister to them. So once I got connected to the Gospel Music Workshop of America and then seeing there were artists coming in from that region to support them or to get their ministry heard or to learn more about the gospel music industry, then I said, well, you know what? This is what God wants me to do. He wants me to attend these, have a relationship with these different guilds to get the word out about what's going on in these different regions. So actually, our magazine is very popular in on the East Coast, on the West Coast, as well as in the Midwest region as well. And we're proud to say that we won Print Media of the Year in 2006 at the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And this year, I was surprisingly to me and to Val, we was nominated three times for three awards for 2010.
Praise God.
Yeah, so I just thank God for, you know, recognizing our labor, you know, since we've been working in this gospel music industry with the magazine.
Absolutely. Now, how did you come up with the name for the magazine, I Am?
Prayer. prayer. You know, believe it or not, I got up early for a meeting, and the Lord had put it on my heart to start the magazine, and I was in the business plan planning stage. And I was praying, you know, Lord, what do you want me to call this magazine? You already told me to do it. Now you need to tell me what to call this magazine. And I'm driving, and then he just dropped it in my spirit. I am in this magazine. Don't worry. Just do what I tell you to do, the way I tell you to do it, and I'll be with you. I'm in this magazine. And I said, I Am Magazine. Praise God. So that's how they named.
You know, that is a phenomenal testimony, because without you sharing it, it would have been kind of hard to grasp that concept, but that is just so powerful to know that, you know, because we know that God is the great I Am. And when he's in the midst of anything, it can't help but to be great. So as you're going forth and you see all this favor that is being bestowed on you and Val in your ministry, it's confirmation that God is in the midst of it all.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, tell us a little bit. Go ahead.
No, I just say I give him all the praise.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about Jervel Records.
Okay, Jervel Records actually started off the whole process. Jervel Records is named after myself, Jerry, and my beautiful, wonderful wife, Val. And so that became Jervel Records. And before I got saved, I had an R&B band that I used to travel around the United States. And once I got saved, I wanted to continue in gospel music. And I had to start all over again. And so I started Jervel Records. And Jervel Records actually was the beginning of I Am Magazine, because without Jervel Records, I never would have started the magazine. Once we got done with the CD project for the artists that we have on our label as of right now and at that time, you know, I had to find out a way, you know, how I'm going to promote and market this CD project. I done spent thousands of dollars producing the project. Now, no one knows this artist, and I need to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called several publications, and at that time it was only, I think, maybe two or three gospel magazines out at that time, and they was actually representing different lifestyle or industry or gospel artists. you know. Mm-hmm. So there was not the same type of magazine. And so that's when I prayed about it and asked the Lord what direction you want me to go in, because I don't want to right now invest money in someone else's business when I didn't think I was going to get the benefit of the money that I was spending with these different publications. And I thought that investing the money, starting my own company, would be more wise. And so, you know, I understood that it was other artists and record companies like Jabal Records that had the same problem. They needed some help. And that's how I Am Magazine was birthed, from Jabal Records.
Now, who are some of the artists that you have signed on Jabal Records?
Right now, I have one artist that signed on Jabal Records, and that's Roderick Neal. And Roderick Neal been with us since the beginning.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to hear great things from him.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He's a wonderful individual, first, and he's a strong believer in Jesus Christ, second. And thirdly, he have a beautiful voice. He have a beautiful ministry. I mean, he can sing. So, yes.
Not sing, Jerry. He can sing, huh?
He can sing. I mean, many times he have ministered, and I have been back by the sound booth, and tears just automatically just started running out of my eyes. I can't cut him off because he ministered to me when he ministered. So you will be hearing great things from Roderick Neal.
And we look forward to that. Now, this year has been a phenomenal year for you. I know recently you were nominated for an award at the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, and as you stated earlier, you were up for 3 awards at the GMWA. I believe a couple of them were in the Crystal Mic Awards. So
yes.
Share with our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, the Crystal Mic Award, we were nominated for our online media business. We send e-blasts out, you know, where one of the media partners for the Gospel Music Workshop. And you know, it was just an honor to know that we're being honored in that way, in that fashion. My wife, she works very, very hard throughout the year. And, you know, my hat off to her, because she is I Am Magazine and I Am Media. She is the core person that makes that work day to day. And so we was up for the Crystal Mic Award for best media e-blast. And it was discussions going around about our magazine. We've been going on 10 years. We're soon to be eligible for the Gospel Hall of Fame. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
Me, that's an honor within itself. You know, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of travel, a lot of late nights, you know, and then you have your family also that you have to make sure you keep them out front and taken care of. So, you know, I love the Gospel Music Workshop of America. I mean, I encourage everyone that have anything to do with gospel music, they need to support and attend the Gospel Music Workshop of America. They just have to.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we always promote here on Marketing Ministries. You know, it's important, Jerry and Val, for us within the body of Christ to be unified. You know, God loves unity. And so it's enough out there for everybody, and we need to support, you know, those media outlets and other entities that are advancing the kingdom.
Yes, I agree.
Now, Val, I want to hear from you.
Hello?
I know that you... Hello?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay. You and Jerry are actively involved in many organizations and causes. Tell us about some of the other things that you have going on right now.
Oh, let's see. Where should I start?
We want to know it all.
Okay, well, Jerry can best explain that because he has something new that he is working on, as well as we also partnered up with four publications, Gospel Synergy, TCP Magazine, and Gospel USA Magazine. That's a venture that we have launched this year to work on to give independents more exposure by paying one price, but you'll get into four publications that come out, you know, at a different time, but it still will be, you know, that same year.
Mm-hmm.
We're also hitting up the Griffiths Communication Company, where we have a booking agency that we are beginning to launch. Well, we're working on it this year, but it is, you know, it takes time to, you know, go into effect. I don't know if I'm leaving out anything.
All right. This is Jerry. She passed it to me.
That's okay.
Yes. Yeah, as Val was saying, you know, in spite of the economy and everything, the Lord have blessed us with opportunities to partner up with other godly businesses that's doing very well. One company that we started was Griffiths Communications Ad Agency, which at one time I worked late at night. I'm always on the computer and doing some work and catching up. And I was looking for a gospel ad agency that I might be able to speak with about our publication. And at that time, I noticed that it wasn't many out there. Actually, I couldn't find one that represent the gospel community. And so at that time, I said, well, you know, I'm not in competition with my peers, Gospel USA, TCP Magazine, Gospel Synergy Magazine. And so I called them up and said, look, this is what I'm thinking. I would love for you to be a part of this. And they say, look, you know, we're in. So right now we have Gospel USA, which won the Rhythm of Gospel Award, and we're very proud of Cecil. And also we have TCP Magazine, which was nominated for Crystal Mike Award for their publication this year at the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And then Gospel Synergy is an online magazine that have a radio, online radio presence. So we partnered up with those three giants in the gospel music industry to have more of a presence in the United States and overseas for our readers.
Mm-hmm.
And also the business people that needs more exposure in this time. Yeah.
Well, that is just great.
Now, one other thing we did this year, we started a company that's called Bullwhip Entertainment. That's Bullwhip Entertainment. And what we're looking to do, we're looking to work with independent artists as far as touring and booking them for ministry. What we realize is that a lot of times we have gifted artists and record companies and production companies that have artists, and they have no one to help them explore their options when it comes to showcasing their ministry. And so I'm working with a few individuals in the gospel music industry to make that happen. And we're looking at 2011-2012, where we'll be really going full forth with that. So,
well, I'm excited about what God is doing
in
IM Magazine and JaVale Records and all the other things that God has given for you to do. Now, tell our listeners how they can support some of your many projects in IM Magazine and where they can go to subscribe.
Sure. We have a brand new website, and it's immag.com. That's amag.com. And if you go there, you can read about everything that, we're involved with. Also, we keep the Gospel Announcer Guild and the presidents of each region out front on our website, so then they can see when the next Chicago Announcer Guild meeting is, or the next Virginia, because we always attend or have a presence there. Also, you can subscribe. You can check out our magazine online. And for this program here, for you, because we care so much about you and what you're doing, we're going to open up our website so your listeners can go on and view our publication for no charge.
Oh, that is just awesome, Jerry. I thank you for the support, because I do support I Am Magazine, and I just want to encourage you and Val to go to the marketingministry.me network and join and market your ministry. Is at no cost. That's what we do here. You know, we are all about kingdom business, and I truly do believe that when all the believers in the body become on one accord, that the world will not have nothing on us.
That's right. I believe that.
And
also,
we're gonna take the kingdom, and we're gonna take the kingdom and take the world by force. And I know that this is our season and it is our time. And so, anything that marketing ministry can do to further support I Am Magazine and some of the other many ventures you have going on, all you have to do is let us know, because this is what we do. We market ministry.
That's wonderful. You're doing a great
job.
We just
thank God for what he, you know, I always tell everybody, don't look for us to do anything. Look what God is going to do through us for
That's
you.
Right.
And so as we all yield ourselves, you know, God just wants willing vessels.
Yes.
And that's why I wanted to have you and Val on the program, because I know that you're doing great things for the kingdom, and that more people should know about I Am Magazine and about what you do, and be supportive of that, because it's time for us to take it all over, Jared.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you.
Well, I want to thank you and Val for stopping by, because I know you've been doing a lot of traveling, and I congratulate you both on your success. And listeners, go out and support I Am Magazine. Visit their website, www.iammag.com. Subscribe. If you're an artist and you're looking to get some visibility, contact them. Support them, because they are advancing the kingdom. And once again, Jerry and Val, thank you so much. We will be keeping in touch, and we thank you once again for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
All right, be blessed. You're welcome. You're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we just had on the line Val and Jerry Griffiths of I Am Magazine. Support them. They are doing many great things for the kingdom. Now, coming up in our next segment, we have the one and only Lisa McClendon, and she is on fire for the kingdom. She's going to set it off right. We're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to be right back with you. I want you to sit back and enjoy, and we're going to listen to Help Me Now by Lisa McClendon.
If you got a soul, snap your fingers like this. Yeah. If you ain't got one,
go.
It's not a love song, but it's only about the fantasy.
All about the fantasy.
I wanna keep it real with y'all, and I hope you're real with me.
I hope y'all real with me.
I'm in this thing called life. Everything's so fast paced. I wanna slow it down sometimes, but I can't, cause I'm in a race. I wanna be strong for my people, but I'm too weak for me. I'm a soldier wounded, looking for a shoulder. Only you can supply my needs.
Please help me now.
Please help me now.
Please help me out. I'm reaching out, cause I'm falling down. I know you hear me now.
Snap your fingers like this. And if you don't, second verse,
Let's go.
They say the South is dirty, but Lord have mercy, I'm still here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Cause I feel like a lonely road and hear myself just talking things.
I get scared sometimes.
I'm old, black, and beautiful. But they say green shows my worth.
When it comes
to so
down.
I ran an extra mile on a paper chase.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to Help Me Now by the one and only Lisa McClendon, and guess what? In this next segment, Lisa's going to be hanging out with us. I had the opportunity to meet Lisa about a year ago, and she is such a humble young woman. She's on fire for the kingdom. She's anointed. She's just all that. And with no further ado, we're going to bring Lisa McClendon on the line. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Miss Wanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. Glad to be hanging out with you today.
I'm glad that you are hanging out with us today. We were just playing your current single, Help Me Now, which is a phenomenal song. You know, you had
Thank
to just
kind
of move into the beat, you know, for an old lady. I was sliding across the floor. I said, I'm going to bring
Thank
it
you.
Back, Lisa.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
I love all your music. And in fact,
Thank you.
I want to put you on the spot for a minute because one of my
okay.
favorite Lisa McClendon songs of all time is He is Holy.
Oh, You Are Holy. Yes, yes. We hear that a lot. You Are Holy. I've adopted that as one of my favorite worship songs. It really is a powerful song with a powerful message, and I just love that people have loved that song. So everywhere we go, we make sure we sing that song because people really do enjoy that song.
I love it. Would you sing just a little bit of it for us live?
No,
for Lisa?
Here you go. No, she didn't.
you know me.
You know what? For Mama Wanda, I would do it. Yes, ma'am. I would gladly do it.
I got my hands up.
Yes, ma'am. You are holy. Oh, so holy. What a privilege. And my
to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as you are on your own.
Girl, you know you can sing, not sing. You know you can sing, and that just set the atmosphere. Oh, you just touched my heart so. Because every time
you.
I hear that song, Lisa, it just ministers to me. And
yes,
it takes
ma'am.
You into the intimacy
yes,
of worship.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So I thank
you.
God for your obedience. And I know that our listeners are being blessed by that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, girl, you just messed me up. Now I got to do the interview, Lisa.
She's like, okay, where were we? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Ma'am. Reality is doing phenomenal. I know that you released it in 2009, and it's just making great strides on the charts. How do you feel about all that?
You know, it's this album, you take on a different sense of pride because my position shifted with us owning our own label. We actually put this album out with our own label, Blue Soul Worldwide. So I feel really good. I feel that we accomplished what our goal was, and that was to produce a great album with great production and all that, and a great message. And I'm just, you know, every time I hear the album, it's one of those things that you just never get tired of hearing the album because it really does. It ministers to us as well. It really does. So I'm just proud of it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud that people are embracing it. Everywhere we go, people are just excited about the album, and we just want the world to know about the album. Everybody needs to know about the album. So if you're listening today, make sure that you tell everyone that Lisa McQueen does have a new album out, Reality. And if you cannot find it in the stores, make sure you go to iTunes because they definitely do have it.
And don't be burning it, buy it.
And don't be burning it. That's right. That's right, Mom.
Buy it.
That's
support
right.
the ministry. Now, one of our signature questions here is that we always do with everybody we bring on the show is, what does ministry really mean to you, Lisa?
Ministry, oh man, that is such a big word. Helping.
Mm-hmm.
When you for me, ministry means helping others in need. So when you think about it that way, ministry comes in so many different forms. That's why you can go to a church and you can serve in a different ministry because people need help in different forms. So that's definitely what ministry is. And I think that when we do our music, we help people. When we produce books, we help people. When we put on events, we help people. So we're in the ministry of helping. That's what Jesus was here for. He was in the ministry of helping people. And so I know that's what that's the core of what ministry really is.
Absolutely. Now, I know that coming up this week, you're going to be in Houston, Texas, Lisa. You know I always do my homework.
For the InSound Music Awards, yeah, we are being honored for the Lifetime Achievement Award, and I am up for 9 nominations. Isn't that amazing?
I know you're bad, girl. You are
bad. Thank you. Thank you.
When I grow up, Lisa, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yes, ma'am. We were like, oh my God, 9 nominations. So we are just honored to be just nominated. First of all, we had to go through the preliminary round, and then we went all the way to the end. So you know that's when everybody votes, and then the committee decides, you know, which one you actually make it through. And I had 9 nominations, and I made it through all of them. So we're honored. That is such a big privilege and an honor. So yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Because favor ain't fair.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Favor isn't fair. You know, you got the favor of God all up on your life.
Favor isn't fair. You know what? But to me, favor is fair. How about that? So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Now, I know because I have been there and I'm getting ready to join that you have your own Neen network now.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yes, I have a new network, Neen. It's lisamcclendon.neen.com, and we'll make it very easy. It's gonna the new way to get there, if you can't remember all of that, is lisamcclendonmusic.com. It'll take you directly to our Neen site. But I love it because it is our new social site. Our regular website, we weren't able to really interact with people. It's just what you see is what you get. It's the same way every day, all day. And Neen, we're able to just continue to update, we were able to touch people. I feel like through Neen, we can touch people. We can really socialize and keep people informed of what we're doing. So I love it. I love the site. Please make sure you come by and and join. We call it the family. So I come and join our family page at Neen. But again, that's lisamcclendon.neen.com or lisamcclendonmusic.com. And you got to join. I'm going to join yours too, Mama Wanda. Is that cool?
Yeah, I want you to join. Yes. And, you know, I've been pushing it. And
yes,
that's the thing that we do at Marketing Ministry is we all about marketing ministry.
Yes, I just went on today to sign in. Yes, because I got an email from them today, a blast of some new events coming up. And so I just said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and join because I didn't realize it was on Ning. But I was going into a sound check, and so I had to jump out the car and go do the sound check. But, yes, it is in my phone now to join. So you will have a new friend within 24 hours. How about it?
And you know what? And we will market your ministry, Lisa.
We
will have reality all over the place because
for
those that are listening, she is phenomenal in her music. And one thing I like about you, Lisa, is through your obedience to God, you have not allowed people to put you in a box.
I mean, I can't say that I've had a lot of face trying to box me, but some slick kind of way. People do try to box you in different ways. Maybe you feel like you're not a part of certain things because you're not the norm. But my thing is, if I stop being myself, who's going to be me? You know what I mean? So my thing is just to continue to do, not to be sucked into the temptation of, you know, what's new. Try to, you know, come up with it, whatever thing is new. Try to jump on the bandwagon of what's new coming into the industry. Now, we thank God for the new, but I just need to be consistent in who I am. And so I just thank God for everybody who supported me from the beginning, from who I am, Lisa McClendon. They always want who I am, and I'll keep giving you who God has made me.
Absolutely, because can't nobody be better at being you than you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
you got it.
Our queue is filling up right now. For those, we opened up our phone lines earlier, and you can call in at 917-932-1720. And, Lisa, we have a caller on the line just for you.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Caller from area code 704. You're live on Marketing Ministry, the radio show with Lisa McClendon. So state your name and question.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hello.
That's Charlotte area code. I know that area code.
This is Shelly calling in this morning. How are you?
How are you?
Hey,
I'm Shelly.
I'm doing good. This is Shelly.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Wanda. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in, and I just wanted to tell Lisa, you were just talking about it just briefly, but I just wanted to say that I just wanted to thank you for your originality.
Thank you.
Like you said, just being who you are. Staying true to who you are and not changing for other people.
Right.
When I think about your music, it's just, I relate it to purity, and I relate it to authenticity, and it means a lot because it says a lot about who you are, your character, and what you represent when it comes to God. So just keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
Inspiring us, and I love your music.
Thank
you.
Fans,
and I go to YouTube and listen to you all the time. You're a beautiful person, and God bless
Thank you. Thank you, Shelly. Make sure you come and join our Ning Network at leesmcclendonning.com. That way you can really keep a loop on what we're doing. And I appreciate that. I will continue to be me, and you just continue to be you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have
thank
a blessed
you.
Day.
You too, Shelly. Thanks for calling.
And see, that's what happens, Lisa, because you are so transparent that – You know, you don't have to wear Jesus on your sleeve because it's in your heart and it's who you are.
Love that. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I really believe in living Jesus and not just talking Jesus. Sometimes we beat people over the head with Jesus. Oh, you're not saying Jesus enough. And it's like, I don't really have to say him enough because I live him. And you know what I'm saying? And it makes a difference when people can see it. And so I just thank God for it. I just thank God that I don't have to wear them on my sleeve because, like you said, I do definitely wear them on my heart, and that's how we all should be, you know.
Now, I want to talk to you about Lisa McClendon, the fashionista. You know, you got a little fashion diva going on here, and everybody needs to be carrying some Lisa McClendon gear. I know I'm going to buy me a purse.
You're so sweet. I love it. Yes. Well, some people don't know is my major was fashion design. I went to school for fashion design in college in Miami. So my parents put a lot of money into me going to school, and I went professional as a singer. So my mother always gets on me, and she's always saying stuff like, you know all that money we put into school? You're going to use that fashion degree. So, you know, things usually come full circle. It's a season for everything. And I just think it's my season now. So I started the first step in my own collection. We're right now, we have our own jewelry collection, and it's called Eclectic by Lisa McClendon. If you're interested, you should be. Go to the website. It's eclecticbylisamcclendon.com. And my jewelry this season is all hand-painted. I hand-paint every single piece, and it's topped off with my signature and a wood finish, so it'll endure anything. Storm, makeup, whatever, it ain't going to move. It's really quality jewelry. Make sure you go buy it. We have an event tonight, and I made some pieces for tonight, and we went to a salon to go, a boutique to go buy a shirt for tonight, and a woman saw the jewelry, and she bought almost all of it. So I'm like, oh, my God, what are we going to do tonight? So, but it's a good problem to have. So, yes, please, and my new line will be coming out. But right now we're doing jewelry, and it's doing very well. So please make sure you support the jewelry, Eclectic by Lisa McClendon.
Well, I'm going to buy some jewelry. I'm going to go online.
I'm
going to
send you a piece.
The ready set.
I'm going to send you a piece. How about that? Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I will buy whatever you're selling because I know it's anointed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, where are you performing tonight, Lisa? You say you're doing a gig tonight. Tell our listeners where they can come
ma'am.
And check you out.
Yes, ma'am. We are in Jacksonville, Florida tonight at Bethel Baptist Church, downtown Jacksonville. The event begins at 6, and it is called Fabulous and Loving It. I think it's an event to empower women. And I'm actually the keynote speaker, Ms. Wanda, for tonight. And so I will be singing along with Leon Timbo, and I also will be speaking to the heart of women about the face of reality, sharing with them about fabulous people in the Bible who had painful lives. And sometimes I think what happens is when we look at our life where it is now, we make judgments on our future. But the reality is no diamond comes out without pressure. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, all the things that I've been through in life to place me where I am today. And to just encourage women that usually when I see women that go through a lot, to me it's a sign that there's greatness in them, because to whom much is given, much is required. And so I love to see women who are in their life right now where they're going through a lot, because I'm like, God is only making you, because when it's your time, you will have a testimony. So I'm going to be sharing my testimony and just motivating and speaking to women on tonight. So if you're in this area, please come out. It is a free event, and they're going to be a live concert at the end again with Leon Timbo. And so please come out and support it.
Oh, I bet you that's going to be phenomenal. I wish I was close. I had the opportunity to meet Leon. He was at my church, Voices of Faith, earlier this year.
Oh, where is that?
In Atlanta, Georgia. Well, in Stonewall.
Oh, that's right. You're in Atlanta. Yeah, right. Okay, so that's my brother. I love Leon. I'm going to see him tonight. So I'm going to be looking for a call from Miss Wanda for me to come to Atlanta to her church, because I want to come too.
Oh, I will hook you up. You know I'm a marketer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We love
to come. Hey, Lisa, and I'll do it. I'm going to throw you some things, and I'll do it at no charge. Now, that's just for Lisa. That's not for everybody. Don't call me on the phone telling me to put
you like, don't call me. Yes, ma'am.
Because I won't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Will
you hook it up, Ms. Wanda? Wherever you can get us, and we'll be there. We'd love to share our music. Yes, ma'am.
But he remembers me because you could tell him he was sitting on the front row next to the crazy lady that was making him laugh all through service.
Okay. I'll tell him tonight. Yes, ma'am. I'll tell him tonight.
But we're going to take care of you, Lisa. Now, let's go back to reality a little bit. I know that this is your fourth project, and I know that you love every piece that you placed there because it was done with such care. But what song on reality that ministers to you the most?
Out of all of them, as a mother, Pause, definitely Pause. I think that song speaks to every woman on the planet, if I can put the world on pause. And we wrote that song intentional, with intentions to speak the heart of women, mothers, even dads. I've had a man tell me that song was for men too, and I'm like, hey, why not? You know, brothers need to put the world on pause as well. And then definitely manifest your love, because that song does talk about love. And you know, like the scripture says, you know, I can speak in tongues, I can give prophecy, I can speak all these things, but if I have not love, it means nothing. It really means nothing. So that song just really redirects our focus as believers on what this whole walk is about. You know, we just making noise if we're not walking in love. So those definitely are probably two of my top favorite songs on the album, as far as message wise.
I know the video for Pause, that's on your Neen Network, and that video is hot.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. We shot that video actually here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I love doing the video. That was my first video. I love doing it. It was absolutely fun, and it came out very well. I mean, the video has been on Music Choice, circulating on Music Choice, right next to Beyonce and Alicia Keys. I said, wow, look at my name, right next to Beyonce and Alicia Keys. Let's represent for the kingdom. I mean, we were just doing it, so I was excited about that. And also, it plays on BET on, you know, Lift Every Voice, Video Gospel, you know, so you can definitely catch it on Sunday mornings on BET as well.
I know that. I said, look at Lisa in the laundromat. I said, go on, girl.
Yeah, that was fun. Just to show how the hustle and bustle of everyday life as a mom. Like, life don't stop even though you would like it to. But, yeah, that was fun. And my kids were in there. My daughter was in there. So I just had a lot of fun doing it.
And I love the new look, Lisa. Tell us what that is all about.
The new look. Okay, so the big afro is gone. And for those that didn't know it, it was mine, but I bought it. People say, what? Like, yes, I bought it. So I am rocking my natural hair. I love it. The quick story behind that is I was just really going through a lot in my life at that time, suffering in silence, I guess you could say. And in the midst of everything that I was going through, my hair came out in the top of my head. It was just like my skin, like on my arm, and I didn't realize it. And when I realized it, I was just devastated, and I remember talking to my girlfriends, and they were like, just cut it off and start over. And I'm like, no, they don't have to recognize me. Everybody knows me by my big hair. I'm getting ready to do a photo shoot for the new. I'm just going on. I was really tribulating. I was having a panic attack, really, and I'm not over-exaggerating. I just, the thought of it scared me. But what it showed me was you have been hiding behind your hair, or shall I say you have been hiding behind a look. That's not even really you. You know what I'm saying? So I stepped out, and I said, you know what? I need to do this for so many reasons, and I did. And it has been I think I've just grown as a woman. I love being natural. I know it's not for everyone, but I love it. I love being natural, and it puts me in a position where I cannot hide behind my hair. It is me. So I love rocking my Afrocentric braids. I have Bantu knots down the middle, center of my head. I just love it. I get a lot of emails from women that says, oh my God, I love your hair. I've been wanting to do it. Now I'm going to do it. And I just encourage you, if you're a woman on the fence and you wanted to make that change, do it because you want to do it. Don't let society tell you that you have to look a certain way to be accepted. Do what is in your heart to do, and just know that you're expressing yourself. And if you a sister that likes to walk the relaxer, then walk your relaxer, but don't hide behind it, because it doesn't make you. You make it.
Well, you know, I'm partial to you, so you have very pretty features anyway. So I know that, you know, at first when you did Reality, you know, you had the short little cropped afro, and then on that cover, and then when I was looking at some images of you, I said, oh, check her out now. Oh, she
it's
got
grown
some swag going on.
Yeah, it's grown. Every year it grows. One year I had to cut it all off because I did something stupid that I didn't know about, but it's grown, and I just love, and it just really made me appreciate, it made me have a lot more pride in who I am as an African-American woman. And, of course, you know, we want everybody to be proud of their heritage and their culture, whether you're white America, Asian America, or just Asian, or, you know, or Indian, whatever. But it made me really appreciate our culture as African-American people. And for so long, people have said, if you're nappy head and dark skin, you're not accepted. Excuse me? First of all, it's not nappy. It's kinky. And I love my kinky hair. I love my big lips. I love my big nose. This is the way God created me. I dare not insult it. And so when I see a dark-skinned sister, I'm just like, and I love to see dark-skinned sisters, but we have to know how to embrace the way God has made us and stop letting society tell us that we got to be lighter-skinned or even darker-skinned to be accepted. You need to accept the way God has created you, because he created you that way for a reason. Whether you're light-skinned or dark-skinned, we're just all beautiful. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And I know those words that you just shared, Lisa, is going to encourage some young girl, because, you know, there's so much peer pressure going on with young girls, and that's why you're dealing with anorexia and bulimia and doing all kind of crazy things, because society is trying to instill in them that they got to be a certain way. So those words that you just said right now is encouragement to somebody to let them know that God don't make no junk.
Yes, he don't make mistakes. Yes, no junk and no mistakes.
No, and the way you are, and as we go through this process, I say this so many times, that the things you go through in life, you know, every tree needs some dirt to grow.
Oh, I love, yeah, I love that. I love, there's a song, I love that. Yes, we all do need dirt to grow.
And so, you know, the closer and the more that we become Christ-like, you know, the more we're going to endure and go through. So you might as well just put on your good cheer badge and say, okay, enemy, is this all you got? You got to come to me better than this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And just take the dirt, pile it up, and keep growing. I mean, that is the reality of it, is that life at the end of it all, there's so many lessons to learn, and if you look close enough, there's a lot that you can learn, and it will definitely make you stronger, definitely. I mean, there's some things that I didn't understand that back then. There's a song on the album called Now I Get It, and the mm-hmm. song basically talks about, you know, things that happened before. Now I'm looking, and the scripture is true. All things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And that's how you have to look at your life. You are for the good. You are for his good. Everything in your life is for his good. He's going to work it for his good. So, so it's, you know, that's just how it is.
Now, Lisa, time always flies when you're having fun.
I know.
And I have to have you back on it.
Yes.
Tell our listeners that we know you're going to be at the InSound Awards and you're in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
Florida tonight. So if they want to catch up with you, if they want to buy your music, tell them a little bit how they can stay in constant contact with Lisa McClendon.
Definitely.
Lisa McClendon.
I'll be honest with you. Yes, definitely. Really, really quickly, please check your local stores. Any Christian bookstore will carry it, Walmart, Target. Definitely, if you cannot find it there, do not give up. You can go to iTunes and definitely pick up the album there. Also, check out our new site along with my husband. It's called livelaughloveagain.ning.com, and we're reaching out to marriages, those that have gone through terrible divorces, tragic divorces, and they feel like they can't go on. There is a site for you. We talk about our arguments. We talk about everything. So definitely, you know, just how to overcome that, how to get along, how to just love the way God loves. So that site, and then, of course, do not forget lisamcclendon.ning.com, the ultimate place to catch me where I'm at, and Facebook, The Real Lisa McClendon. So please support, continue to support, and God bless you, and thank you for supporting me. And thank you, Ms. Wanda, for having me today.
Oh, not a problem. I have to give a shout-out to Maurice, your husband.
Yeah, Maurice.
So I said, hey. Yeah,
I would tell him. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome guy. And we
yes,
thank
ma'am.
God for him as well, and for being the better half of you.
Yes,
and I'm
yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That I was going to say, and I'm going to definitely get you his book. He just finished his book. It just went to press, called How to Love Your Spouse's Lover, A Story on Forgiveness, how he had to forgive his ex-wife when she got pregnant from a 19-year-old. And so be looking out for that. But, Mama, I'm going to make sure you get one in your hand. He'll be on CBN, too, talking about his book. So y'all please keep my husband in prayers. God, use him to teach people how to forgive and walk in the power of God, because you cannot walk in the anointing as God has called you to if you're walking in unforgiveness.
Oh, say that again, Lisa, because
yes, ma'am.
You know, God wants us to be reconciled with one another. And so that's
yes.
why, you know, the Word of God
yes.
tells us to leave your gifts at the altar and go and
yes.
reconcile with your brother. And
yes.
so forgiveness is a big part of succeeding
yes.
in this spiritual walk. So you said a mouthful then.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Put all your projects up on the website. We're going to support yours. We're going to blast out some things for you because we are in support of what you do. Again,
yes,
I thank God for you hanging
thank
out
you.
With us. And listeners, support Lisa McClendon. Support her network. Support her album, Reality. Support her husband's book. And you can go to lisamcclendon.ning.com.
Yep, .ning, N-I-N-G.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so, again, thank you. We're going to have you back, Lisa. And
thank
you be blessed. And you turn
too.
It out tonight, because I know the anointing is all up on you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you, too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Listeners, you were just listening to the anointed Lisa McClendon. She's phenomenal. Support her in all that she does. Well, we're coming down to the close of our show. I want to thank Val and Jerry Griffiths of IM Magazine for hanging out with us today, along with Lisa McClendon. You want to tune in next week, where our special guest will be Esther Taylor of Go Gospel Radio. She is the bomb. Check us out at marketingministry.ni. MarketYourMinistryNG.com. Join the network. Market Your Ministry is free. Again, step out and cast your vision. Allow God to manifest the good work that He has started in you. So till next time, you be blessed and tune in next Saturday for Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We thank you so much.
I believe every word He said and all His promises spoken to me. I believe that His word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you peace.